This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK tightens oversight of high street health self-tests after BMJ finds safety gaps. The UK's Medicines and Devices Regulator is planning stricter oversight of popular health self-testing kits sold in high street retailers, including enforcement against misleading or unsubstantiated claims, following an investigation published in the BMJ that revealed significant safety and evidentiary gaps in the self-test market. 660 mil projected UK self-test market revenue by 2030, up from current high street availability in major retailers including Tesco and Superdrug, at prices between 1.89 and 39.99. Self-test market growth and regulatory gaps. UK self-test market revenue projection to 2030, alongside key safety findings from BMJ investigation. 660 million pound projected market value by 2030. Majority manufacturers refused or ignored evidence requests. Multiple tests for serious diseases found unsafe. Source: the BMJ investigation, 2026. UK market projections. Georgian Medical Journal News. A market growing faster than oversight, self-testing kits for health conditions, from fertility and thyroid function to cancer screening markers, have proliferated on UK shelves. According to the BMJ investigation, many high street health tests, including for serious diseases like cancer, are unsafe for patients. The UK self-test market is projected to generate 660 million pounds in revenue by 2030. Many health tests are sold in major retailers such as Tesco and Superdrug at prices ranging from 1.89 to £39.99. The evidence gap. Manufacturers dodge accountability. A central finding of the BMJ investigation was that most self-test manufacturers either refused or ignored requests to provide reports of the studies supporting their claims. The research team contacted manufacturers requesting clinical validation data and found widespread reluctance to provide scientific evidence supporting their product's safety and accuracy claims. This opacity is particularly troubling for tests marketed for serious conditions like cancer, where false negatives can cause delayed diagnosis. Regulatory response. Enforcement on the horizon. In response to the BMJ findings, the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, has signaled its intention to strengthen enforcement. According to the BMJ report, tougher oversight of popular health self-testing kits sold on the high street, including a clampdown on misleading or unsubstantiated claims, is being planned by the UK's Medicines and Devices Regulator. The ease with which manufacturers get these products on the shelves in the UK could soon change, according to the BMJ investigation. Most self-test manufacturers either refused or ignored requests to provide reports of the studies supporting their claims. The BMJ investigation, 2026. Implications for patients and clinicians. The timing of this regulatory shift is significant as the self-test market approaches £660 million in annual revenue by 2030, according to the BMJ report. Self-testing has become increasingly popular with a growing range of tests available directly to consumers without the need for medical involvement. Questions remain about enforcement capacity and timelines. How quickly will the MHRA review existing products on shelves? Will retailers bear responsibility for removing non-compliant tests? These operational details will determine whether the regulatory intent translates into measurable improvements in patient safety. Key takeaways: the UK self-test market is projected to reach 660 million by 2030, yet most manufacturers have refused or ignored requests to provide scientific evidence supporting their product claims. According to the BMJ investigation, tests for serious diseases, including cancer, are being sold on high streets, with many found to be unsafe for patients, according to the BMJ research. The MHRA is planning stricter enforcement against misleading claims in response to the BMJ findings. Many health tests are currently sold in major retailers such as Tesco and Superdrug at prices ranging from £1.89 to £39.99. Frequently asked questions: why are self-tests not already regulated like prescription diagnostics? Many self-tests have been classified as lower-risk products requiring less stringent validation, The BMJ investigation revealed gaps in this regulatory approach that have allowed problematic products to reach consumers. How can I tell if a self-test is reliable before buying it? According to the BMJ findings, look for products whose manufacturers are willing to provide published clinical evidence supporting their accuracy claims. The investigation found that most manufacturers either refused or ignored such requests, which should be considered a warning sign. Will the new regulations make self-tests more expensive? The BMJ report does not specify cost implications of the planned regulatory changes. However, stricter evidence requirements may affect the pricing of products that need additional validation studies. The UK's regulatory shift reflects growing concerns about consumer protection in the expanding self-test market. As the BMJ investigation demonstrated, many high street health tests lack adequate safety validation, creating potential risks for consumers. The MHRA's planned enforcement offers a pathway toward better oversight of products that could affect diagnostic accuracy and patient outcomes. Source: Health Self-Testing Kit Crackdown. Tougher regulations set to remove harmful products from the UK high street following BMJ studies. At context, tightens oversight of high street health self-tests after BMJ finds safety gaps. Description: UK regulator tightens oversight of health self-tests after BMJ finds safety gaps and lack of manufacturer evidence. Stricter rules coming for products worth £606 million by 2030. Author: At type, organization, name, GMJ editorial team, publisher, organization, name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-1, date modified 2026-05-21. At context, are self-tests not already regulated like prescription diagnostics? Accepted AMP answer. Text: Many self-tests have been classified as lower-risk products requiring less stringent validation. The BMJ investigation revealed gaps in this regulatory approach that have allowed problematic products to reach consumers. At type: Question. Name: How can I tell if a self-test is reliable before buying it? Accepted answer. Text: According to the BMJ findings, look for products whose manufacturers are willing to provide published clinical evidence supporting their accuracy claims. The investigation found that most manufacturers either refused or ignored such requests, which should be considered a warning sign. At type: Question. Name: Will the new regulations make self-tests more expensive? Accepted answer. At type: Answer. Text: The BMJ report does not specify cost implications of the planned regulatory changes. However, stricter evidence requirements may affect the pricing of products that need additional validation studies.